I previously registered to take this course, EDIM 501, in September 2010. After seeing the course text entitled A Whole New Mind, Why Right-Brainers Will Rule the Future, I chose to postpone this course and take another at that time. I had already completed EDIM 508, a course in which we dissected Howard Gardner's Five Minds of the Future, and I was not interested in discussing the mind further at that time. Despite exploring Gardner's perspectives on the mind throughout that course and embracing the term in assignments and discussions, I still feel that this word is best used as a verb and not as a noun that Gardner suggests. I believe that how we think is influenced by many factors. The term mind is used in popular books that line the self-help and business shelves of bookstores and much less commonly found in academia and its journal articles. Another concern I have with Pink's book is the title, specifically the term right-brainers. My husband is a neuropsychologist, and while I am not, I have done my spousal duty and understand his work at a layman's level. I have participated in studies, attended neuroanatomy poster sessions and talks, and attempted to be the neuropsychology trophy wife. Pink's use of the term right-brainer indicate that he is making generalizations that muddy the clarity that neuroscience seeks. Now that I have chosen to take this course and have begun reading A Whole New Mind, Why Right-Brainers Will Rule the Future, I find myself relating to quite a bit of what Pink writes. I have been in an MRI study. I enjoy watching Lie to Me, based on the work of Paul Ekman. I have explored the book Drawing on the Right Side of the Brain, and I have met Chris McManus, who is not only a psychologist but also a physician. In fact, he was my husband's PhD supervisor. I have heard the story of McManus being in a manic state of his manic depression, and after seeing an ad for a Wellcome Trust Prize publishing contest, he wrote a sample chapter of his popular book, Right Hand, Left Hand, in a single channel trip from Paris to London. McManus entered his 3 hours of written work and won the contest. The result is the prize-winning book that Pink cites. Why would Pink choose to use McManus's popular book rather than the impressive list of academic journals by McManus? I believe the answer lies in some of the tiny text found in Pink's book. Start quote, "Because very few things human beings do are governed exclusively by one hemisphere or the other, I've chosen the terms L-directed and R-directed instead of the more convenient left-brain thinking and right-brain thinking. This is not a book about neuroscience, of course. It is a book that uses neuroscience to create a metaphor. But even, perhaps especially, in the realm of a metaphor, it's important to be true to science." End quote. If Pink wants to be true to science, why doesn't he correct the subtitle? Well, he uses qualifiers in his book, such as left brain style thinking. A few of my division office colleagues who have read this book chat about the take-home message of left brain thinking versus right brain thinking. This is disappointing and unnecessarily misleading. What is the metaphor Pink is trying to communicate? Start quote, "And if a picture is worth a thousand words, a metaphor is worth a thousand pictures. We've moved from an economy built on people's backs to an economy built on people's left brains to what is emerging today, an economy and society built more on people's right brains." End quote. Perhaps after a glass of wine or two, I can look past his oversimplification of what neuroscience studies, including McManus's, have demonstrated about laterality. I agree with his big picture metaphor. To prepare for the conceptual age, we need to value those who think outside the box, intuitive thinkers, creators, and empathizers. One thing Pink neglects is that perhaps these R-directed thinkers propelled each one of the shifts from one era to the next, agriculture age to industrial age, to information age, and now to conceptual age. After all, an improbable five of the last seven American presidents have been left-handed. Pink has hinted at the relationship that McManus clarifies, that left-handers are more likely to excel at R-directed thinking skills. What do you think about this?